Hello, Relay FM members. We're back again for another wonderful text adventure where every year I am joined by my wonderful co-hosts. So from the Upgrade podcast, Mr. Jason Snell. Hi, Jason Snell.
Hi, Mike Hurley.
And from Cortex, Mr. CGP Gray. Hi, Gray.
Hello, Mike Hurley.
And every year we play a text adventure. There's been many of them now. So if you're a new Relay FM member, in this very feed, the crossover feed, you can go back through the years and find the Cortex Upgrade specials. We did Danger Town Beatdown last year, which I actually re-listened to today in preparation of our text adventure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I came across all of the things that I typically do wrong that I'm sure I'm just going to repeat in today's episode. I don't think I learned anything. I just enjoyed listening back to it.
I have not re-listened to the old episodes, so I can guarantee you I have learned nothing from previous years.
The one thing I am bringing over from last year, though, is to make my map digitally, because as we have learned, as these challenges have gotten harder, the map making has become much more complicated, so a digital map is good. I will ask Jason, for our adventure today, does it have a difficulty level?
It does.
What is it?
Experienced.
Ooh. Mm. Is this the hardest level? What was Danger Town Beatdown? Was that hard or experienced, or do you remember?
I think this is the next one up from that, and I think this is the most advanced of all of the Parsley adventures.
Oh no.
However, the good news is we're not playing with the advanced rules. There's an advanced rule set for this one that makes the game even longer and more complicated, and I'm not gonna do that to you guys.
Okay, but I'll look forward to finding out what those rules are once we're finished.
Yes, and once again, to plug this is a game, the Parsley Adventures are in the style of a computer text adventure, but meant to be done with human beings like us. I guess the human beings was in quotes there, because who knows. We're just disembodied voices to you. Memento-Mori.com is the site. You can actually go and buy these as PDFs, and he's got a book.
The book
of all
is beautiful.
Of them. They are great to play in groups, which we don't have a lot of groups now, but maybe you've got people that you're doing a chat group with, like a voice chat or a video chat group.
This is a perfect Zoom call type thing.
It is a perfect Zoom call kind of thing. Or if you're just, you're with your family trapped in a house somewhere, you can pass the time playing text adventures. It's a thing you could do. So thank you to Jared Sorensen for making these. And now I guess we got to play it.
I guess so.
I got to boot up the Snellatron. Beep, boop. Mike, Gray, welcome to Z-Wars.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it's a zombie. Oh, no. Oh. Z-Ward? Oh, it's a zombie hospital. Oh, we're going to have some funny dreams tonight. Okay. Are we playing a horror one? Is that the theme, I guess? Because every single one of them has like this overriding theme, and I guess zombie. Oh dear. All right.
You're at the hospital entrance. You're outside the hospital where your sister was admitted 9 weeks ago. You may enter to the north. The hospital grounds continue east. You're holding a note.
Oh, inventories. I forgot about inventories.
Inventory.
All right. Hold on, we gotta set up our piece of paper here.
And we've got exterior.
Right, exterior day.
Exterior-1, level revision 2. Okay, so we were outside the hospital.
You may enter to the north. The hospital grounds continue to the east.
Okay, I've already got to redo my map.
Yep.
Okay, wait a second.
It didn't last very long.
I didn't think there was going to be two places to go. Okay.
So, you, Snellatron, you mentioned a note. Can we do any other inventory checking at this point? Are we holding or got anything else on our person?
Of course you can. You can always say inventory.
Okay, inventory.
You have a note.
Thank you.
Look at note.
You read the poorly spelled email you received this morning from your sister. Help, zombie. Apocalypse, XOXO, Francis. Below that are your handwritten directions to this hospital.
Looks like you're right, Mike. It's zombie time.
Can we take a look around?
You're outside the hospital where your sister was admitted 9 weeks ago. You may enter to the north. The hospital grounds continue east.
Go east.
Yeah, good idea.
Don't go inside first.
Don't go inside
Scope
yet,
it out.
No.
You are in the gardens. Someone's been digging graves. There is a shovel here. a man staggers nearby.
Pick up the shovel.
You have a shovel.
We're going to Shaun of the Dead style this, I expect.
Look at man.
Yeah.
He is dressed in a white coat with a key card clipped to the pocket.
Oh, dear.
There is a ragged tear in his throat. Blood is everywhere.
All right. So all else that was here was Graves, right? And obviously we need the key card to get into the hospital, or at least some rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're just going to naturally assume that this person is a zombie or is about to become one.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. There's the only real piece of information that we need is what kind of zombies are we dealing with here, right?
Right.
Are they like zombie zombies, or are they 28 days later zombies? If they're zombie zombies, zombie zombies aren't that big of a problem. So I'm hoping it's zombie zombies.
We may as well, considering this is about to begin, test that theory.
Mm-hmm.
Because the worst that could happen is we just go back to the outside, right?
Right. Right.
So
kill zombie.
No. Wait. The killing is not going to give us the information. Because then we just kill the zombie. Do we not want to work out like how they move and stuff?
I'm sure if he's a 28 days later zombie, we're going to be dead immediately.
All right. Okay. Hit zombie in the head with a shovel.
I don't see a zombie here. Just a very sick man.
Okay. Kill man.
I wasn't going to do it.
Bashing the poor man's head in breaks the handle of the shovel. The broken shovel and the man fall to the ground.
Okay. Do we keep anything? Do we keep the shovel handle, or is that gone for us now?
I think that's gone for you now.
Okay, so just checking that the shovel is dead. Okay. Inspect man.
He is dressed in a white coat. There's a key card clipped to his pocket. There is a ragged tear in his throat. His head is smashed in. Blood is everywhere.
I like how Snellatron is sticking very closely to the story here, right? That it, like, in game, we've just committed a murder because, like, zombies. Yes. I haven't heard
we
of any zombies.
We killed an esteemed doctor, right? That's what we did. Okay. Cautiously take the key card.
You have a key card.
Okay, were there any other exits to the guns or the grounds?
No.
Okay, go west.
You're outside the hospital where your sister was admitted 9 weeks ago. You may enter to the north. The hospital grounds continue to the garden east.
Okay. Enter north.
You are in the hospital intake where patients are admitted. A small fire extinguisher hangs on the blood-spattered wall. There is an elevator here. Stairs lead up. Doors lead south, west, and east.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right, so south is out, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And there was an elevator
mm-hmm.
and stairs.
There's an elevator here. Stairs lead up. Doors lead south, west, and east.
Take the fire extinguisher.
All right. There, you have a fire extinguisher.
I wonder how long it's going to be until we get an actual weapon. If at all, you know?
Yeah. If we have to use this fire extinguisher to extinguish a fire, I'm going to be very disappointed.
It turns out this is just a lesson in fire safety, this whole adventure.
An extinguished fire extinguisher is still a weapon against a zombie. It's just empty, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
If anything, we want to extinguish a fire and kill a zombie with it because then we've used it to its full potential. So I guess typical style, we check this floor, right? Like, let's not leave the floor.
Yes, I agree. We're like, Mike, you and I, we're like a SWAT team here. We're going to cover our corners, and we're going to take it floor by floor.
With our fire extinguisher, just like a good SWAT team.
Yeah, so let's go west.
The office door is locked. You need a key card to enter.
Okay.
We have it.
Oh, right.
Use the key card.
The message authorized is displayed on the reader, and you hear the door unlock.
Enter.
You are in the administrator's office. There is a personal computer here.
Nice.
Beep boop. You recognize the chief of staff cowering in the corner behind a filing cabinet.
Talk to chief of staff.
The hysterical chief of staff yells, "Stay back! I'm warning you!" He holds a small revolver.
Oh.
Say hi.
he yells hysterical things that you don't understand and points his gun at you.
Okay, so he doesn't understand the zombie rules. Zombies can't talk.
Maybe we just don't understand the zombie rules. Maybe these ones are real chatty.
I mean, an interesting take on the genre. They're slow zombies, but they can talk.
Well, we wouldn't expect it, would we?
No, we wouldn't expect it.
So, obviously, the computer is worth checking out, right? But
right. We
clearly will be on a timer in this room before this guy kills us. But we also want his gun.
Oh, I totally forgot about the timers. I forgot about this mechanism.
I think that we can do everything we want to do in this room, but not now. I reckon we should leave this room and see if we can come back to it after we've checked the other one.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Right? Because, there's two things we want to do, and we can't do either of them with what we have available to us. I mean, look, we could spray the fire extinguisher in his face, but he still could just kill us. So we always have the fire extinguisher in our back pocket, I guess. It's in our inventory.
How big are your pockets?
Exactly. We'll find out as the game goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave this room.
Yeah, let's see what's east. So go east.
You are in the hospital intake where patients are admitted. A small fire extinguisher was here, but you have it now. There is an elevator here. Stairs lead up. Doors lead south, west, and east.
Go east.
You are standing in a large cafeteria. Flies buzz around half-eaten trays of food. Several corpses litter the floor. The kitchen is to the east. Lights flicker within a dark room to the north.
Okay.
Wait, the kitchen is to the east?
Hold on, I have to move my elevator.
You just went east to the cafeteria, and the kitchen is east of
that. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we're in the cafeteria. The kitchen is east.
Yes. You're standing in a large cafeteria. Flies buzz around half-eaten trays of food. Several corpses litter the floor. The kitchen is to the east. Lights flicker within a dark room to the north.
Look at corpses.
They're dead. They're all messed up.
Okay, thank you. Go north.
You're in the auditorium. The theater is filled with the shuffling bodies of zombified patients and staff members. Oh. The light from a film projector illuminates a large screen. A short set of stairs leads up to the projector room. There are too many zombies here to fight. Upon seeing you, they become agitated and start to close in.
Leave the room.
Oh.
Get out.
Oh,
close
now
the door.
They're zombies. Okay. Yeah, close the door. Don't dead, open inside.
Reference acknowledged.
Can we leave and close the door? Leave, close door, please?
Yep. You are standing in a large cafeteria. Flies buzz around half-eaten trays of food. Several corpses litter the floor. The kitchen is to the east. Lights flicker within a dark room to the north. Zombies begin pushing out of the dark room to the north.
Of course they do. Go to the kitchen.
You are in the hospital's kitchen. There's a meat hook next to a meat grinder. A zombie claws at the door of a walk-in refrigerator. Zombies begin to enter the kitchen.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't have opened that door.
Yeah, I think we shouldn't have opened that door.
It's fine. We've got our map drawn better now.
Yep.
Wait, okay, so kitchen, meat hook.
Pick up the meat hook.
You have a meat hook.
Right,
the zombies
well.
Attack you and bite you and kill you and you die.
All
the
right,
end.
Okay, right. Fine.
Okay, kitchen, meat hook, and there was a refrigerator.
That's fastest round to death. Of everything we've played.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This is going to be hard.
Yeah, new record.
All right, I'm going to go get some more tea. Please stand by. Talk amongst yourselves.
We need to put a new battery in the Snellatron.
Okay.
I feel like something we're going to have to bear in mind with this game is anytime we encounter zombies, we have a limited time to deal with them before we die.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're in groups. I also would assume that my thought about, if we're going to get a real weapon would be true if there's things in that auditorium, right?
Yeah, but no, there might not be weapons, but there might be a distractotron that we can set up, right? So they all herd off and go somewhere else.
What was the name of our little robot dog?
Oh.
We need one of those.
Sweepotron. I forget
what his
name was.
Do you remember the name of our robot dog, Jason?
Like Froz the robot dog?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, something
like
that.
We're hoping we come across one of those for cause distractions.
Yeah. We're trying to pull inventory from previous games.
It's going to require some serious memory leaks.
Yeah.
All right, you want to restart the game?
Yep.
You're at the hospital entrance outside where your sister was admitted 9 weeks ago. You may enter to the north. The hospital grounds continue to the east. You're holding a note.
Go east to gardens.
You are in the gardens. Someone's been digging graves. There is a shovel here. A man staggers nearby.
Get shovel, kill man.
You have a shovel. You have once again murdered the man.
The esteemed doctor.
What if it turns out we actually need to talk to this person that he really isn't a zombie?
He's the only person that holds the key to fixing this entire mess.
Well, we'll find out on our seventh playthrough. Mm-hmm. Okay, take key card.
You have his key card.
Okay, great. Go west.
You're at the hospital entrance. You may enter to the north.
Go north.
You're in the hospital intake where patients are admitted. A small fire extinguisher hangs on the blood-spattered wall. There is an elevator here. Stairs lead up. Doors lead south, west, and east.
Get fire extinguisher.
All right, you have the fire extinguisher.
Go east.
You are standing in a large cafeteria. Flies buzz around half-eaten trays of food. Several corpses litter the floor. The kitchen is to the east. Lights flicker within a dark room to the north.
Go east.
You are in the hospital's kitchen. There's a meat hook next to a meat grinder. A zombie claws at the door of a walk-in refrigerator.
Okay, get meat hook.
You have a meat hook.
So, where is the zombie? Is the zombie in the refrigerator, or he's trying to get into the refrigerator?
He's trying to get into the refrigerator. He's clawing at the door.
Okay.
So he's, like, in the room with us.
Right. And this is a walk-in refrigerator, so it's like one whole side of the room is a giant door, and then there's presumably a giant refrigerated area behind it. So it's huge. It's like a meat locker kind of a walk-in refrigerator.
Okay.
Right.
I'd imagined it was in the fridge. Okay. Well, I want to get in the fridge. I want to see what's going on. So
kill zombie with meat hook.
Yeah.
You pierce its brain, and it falls down. The hook is now stuck in the zombie's head.
Why is every...
Oh, come on.
another item removed from the inventory.
Okay, open refrigerator.
Wait.
Waiting.
Does the refrigerator have a window?
No.
Okay, open refrigerator door. Just for the sake of it, walk-in refrigerators do have windows because you need to be able to see if anybody's inside them. But, you know, like, I guess this is an old-school hospital, so.
Do they? I don't think the refrigerator in Ratatouille had a window on it. I think it was a solid door.
We can't use Ratatouille as our, like, factual.
That is literally my only reference for, like, what do walk-in refrigerators look like?
All I know is the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen. They have a window on their door. But anyway, yes, open the refrigerator door.
You open the heavy door and find a chef shivering inside.
Say hello.
She's wearing a white apron and a name tag that reads Chef Peggy. She says... You didn't eat anything, did you?
No. Reply no.
She says, the chief of staff told me to add vitamin Z to the meatloaf. He said that it would help calm down the more difficult patients. After that, everything just went to hell.
Okay. So this is like an umbrella corporation situation.
Seems like it. I feel less bad about if we have to bust up the chief of staff now.
Oh, yeah? Is your conscience getting pacified here?
If they're responsible for this, knowingly, you know, all these people that have died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough. I feel like we should be chatting a bit more with Peggy.
Yeah, I just don't know what to ask, right?
Ask, how are you?
Everything is terrible. Don't eat the meatloaf. I just want to get out of here, she says.
Okay.
Can we ask if she has anything that could be helpful to us?
She shrugs. I just want to get out of here, she says.
Okay.
Can we escort Peggy out of here?
Well, you got to go the directions.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. We're on an escort mission. That's
no,
all.
No.
Damn, no.
This is the worst part of every game. She's going to keep tripping over. And
okay. Go south.
You can't go south.
North,
go
to the kitchen.
You're in the You're in the kitchen. The door is open. You're still in the kitchen. Sorry.
God, I hate these places inside
a
place.
Not a room. You're in the kitchen. The door is open. The chef has come out and exits are west.
Exits are cafeteria. Right. Go cafeteria.
Yes. You are standing in a large cafeteria. Flies buzz around half-eaten trays of food. Corpses litter the floor. The kitchen is to the east. Lights flicker within a dark room to the north. Chef Peggy runs out the door to the west, and you can hear the doors of the hospital intake open as she flees the scene.
Best escort mission ever. Okay.
Yeah, the only way it's better is if she comes back and saves us at the end.
She comes back with a Gatling gun or something. All right, go back to the intake.
All right, you're in a hospital intake where patients are admitted. You see Chef Peggy fleeing outside. She's gone. A small fire extinguisher was here. You've got it in your hand still. That's going to be useful. There's an elevator. Stairs lead up, and doors lead south, west, and east.
I say let's take the stairs. What do you say?
So you want to just leave the admin office for a bit more? I mean, I don't feel like we have anything specific that we can has helped us anymore. We have information, but...
Yeah, I thought Peggy might help us, but she's gone.
Yeah, or we might find some kind of actually useful weapon that wouldn't just disintegrate on first use.
Right. If we find a gun, you know it's going to have one bullet in it.
Well, so here's what I'll say. An elevator is technically a room until we use it.
Okay. Go elevator.
A zombie claws at you from inside the elevator.
Hit it in the head with a fire extinguisher.
I don't know how to do that.
Wait, is it like, it's reaching out from the elevator and we're safe?
No, the doors are opened and a zombie is going to come at you now.
Oh.
Okay, then spray it in the face with a fire extinguisher. I don't know.
The nozzle emits a blast of super cold CO2, freezing the zombie, which falls down out of the elevator.
And I assume smashes into a million pieces.
The gauge on the fire extinguisher reads empty.
It's now shards of zombie everywhere.
I don't think the CO2 from a fire extinguisher is that cold.
All right, so we've now lost the fire extinguisher, which is a legitimate weapon in our hands, but again, we can't use it the way that we want.
Right. But the elevator door is open.
Right.
Can we take a look at the zombie that we have destroyed?
It's a zombie. It was a person once. Now it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It is an ex-person.
I think the thing that you're looking for here is it's a corpse. That's what it is.
Well, but it was a zombie. Is a zombie before or after a corpse? It's a post-corpse.
Yeah, it goes from corpse to
zombie. And now a corpse again.
Zombie.
It's a corpse again, Gray. It's a corpse again.
It's a de-animated corpse. That's what it is.
That's right.
Okay, go elevator.
Wait. That's quite bold. Do we not want to at least check the stairwell?
No, look, you're spreading our efforts, right? We're sweeping, we're taking the corners.
Well, no, because stairs, right? If we're able to use them like real stairs, you have more visibility of stuff. If we get in the elevator, as soon as the door opens, we are just wherever the elevator has put us, right? Like, there's no like hint that a stairwell could give us, like, oh, you can hear zombies in like the floor above. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Go stairs.
All right. You hear zombies in the... Nope, that's not it. I'm not going to do that. Mike, you're going to be really disappointed. You take the stairs. You are in the group therapy room. Lead down.
I hate this.
There is an elevator here. Okay. You see a bathroom to the north and exits to the east and west. There is a zombie here, watching television with its mouth wide open.
Oh, television rots the brain. Maybe that will kill it for us, the television.
Exits are north, east, west, down, and elevator.
Okay. North, east, west.
Down the stairs.
Down.
And elevator.
An elevator.
Those are the cardinal directions, right? North, west, east, down, and elevator.
Yes.
The classic. Compass rose.
Yeah.
So there is a zombie in here watching a television.
Watching the television with its mouth wide open.
Anything else in the room? Right? Nothing.
Wait, this is called the therapy room?
The group therapy room. Stairs lead down. There's an elevator here. Bathroom to the north. Exits to the east and the west. And a zombie watching television with its mouth wide open.
Okay.
Clearly we can just leave that zombie is for a bit. Yeah, it's going to watch TV. I don't think it's going to bother us.
Okay. Look at television.
A blonde woman on screen is reporting from outside a wrought iron gate. In the distance is a large manor. Authorities investigate report of missing courier.
It's the Memento Mori expanded universe.
This is the world's most ambitious text adventure crossover event.
Yes.
It's not that ambitious, but
that's
still.
That's so good.
A bat flutters out the window.
Okay. So we have doors to the north, east, and west, right?
Yep.
Yes. I'm presuming that the zombie hasn't noticed us because he's so distracted by the television.
The zombie loves the television.
Oh, okay. Well, let's move around and let's see if he notices us or not, or if he just stays put. So, go west.
This dimly lit room is filled with small cots. There's American cots, you know, little beds, temporary kind of makeshift beds. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like the sound of that at all. Thank you for
not
clarifying.
Babies.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay.
Oh, all right. It's like, what's Mike upset about?
You're in the infants ward. There's baby zombies everywhere. What you gonna do about them?
Look at cots.
Beneath a cot, you find a stuffed bunny and a chalk drawing on the tiled floor.
Look at bunny.
You gave this to your sister before she went away.
Okay, that's a bummer.
Look at the chalk drawing.
It's a child's drawing of an iguana. The name Lulu is written next to it.
Did we inspect the bunny at all?
You inspected the bunny. The bunny is underneath the cot.
Okay.
You gave this to the sister before she went away.
Yep.
All right, take bunny.
You have the bunny.
Oh, man. I don't want to think, you know, like we've got to use that later on to, like, bring her back, you know? When we eventually find our zombie sister.
Yeah. No, you're going to use that to distract her. You're going to throw it, and she's going to run after it.
Yep. As we have to save Peggy the chef, who somehow got her way back in.
With a Gatling gun, though, so that's okay.
Yeah, so that's true. That's true. That'd be good. Okay. There's nothing else in this room, right? It doesn't seem
nope.
like... Okay.
Okay.
Go east back to the group therapy room and then east again.
You're in the group therapy room, and then east of there is... You are in one of the hospital's examination rooms. At the north side of the room is a padlocked door with a sign on it. There is a syringe here. Exits are to the east and west.
Examine syringe?
The syringe appears to contain a powerful sedative.
Just enough for one use, probably, in that syringe, is my guess. Take syringe.
You have the syringe.
Look at locked door.
The sign on the door reads, quiet room.
It's padlocked, right?
Yes. Exits are east and west, back to the group therapy room.
Oh, there's another east exit. Okay.
But do we want to go east, or do we want to go back to the group therapy room and then north first?
No, let's explore each branch, right? Yep. So let's go east again.
You're in the electroshock therapy room.
Oof.
A zombie is strapped into a wheelchair. Electrodes run from its skull to a nearby machine.
Examine machine.
It's used to administer electrical currents to the patient's brain. You see a dial with four settings. Off, low, medium, and high.
What is the dial on right now?
Off.
Are you going to do it, Mike, or am I going to do it?
Wait. Off, low, medium, and high. And the zombie is strapped into a wheelchair, did you say?
Yes, it is strapped into the wheelchair and strapped in tight, it looks like.
Can we inspect the zombie?
Yeah, the zombie's strapped into the wheelchair. Electrodes from the ST machine are attached to his skull. The wheelchair is old, but appears to be in good condition.
That sounds like we're going to need that wheelchair, Mike.
Yeah, but, like, what, you're going to wheel it around for the next little while?
No. I'm going to turn the dial, okay?
No, but what I'm saying is that we need to do that right now.
You have no sense of exploration, Mike.
No, like,
you guys may not remember the past text adventures, but we've had this conversation before.
You know what? I don't want to do this one, so you can do this one.
Okay, turn dial to low.
I wash my hands of it, says Mike. The machine hums, but the zombie seems unaffected.
Oh, Mike, do you want to use one of our save spots here?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's save here.
Save slot number one is saved.
Great. Okay, turn dial to medium.
The machine hums, the lights flicker, and the zombie jerks around. It looks dazed and unaware of its surroundings.
Okay, turn dial to high.
Nothing happens. The zombie is still extremely confused, dazed, and seems to not be paying attention at all.
Hmm.
It jerks occasionally.
Okay, turn dial to off.
The machine is now off. The buzzing stops. The zombie still appears stunned.
Okay, I say we keep exploring.
Yeah, we're going to put a pin in that one. There's something to that, I would expect, but we don't know what to do with it yet.
Yeah, we're going to need that wheelchair later. Maybe we sedate the zombie. Or we find another one-use weapon somewhere, like the bunny. Okay, go west.
All right, double instructions always confuse the parser. You move west into the hospital's examination room, and then from there you move west into the group therapy room.
Yes.
Stairs lead down. There's an elevator here. You see a bathroom to the north and exits to the east and west.
Go north.
You are in the restroom. Bloody footprints lead into one of the stalls. A pair of white shoes is visible under the other stall. There is a toilet plunger here.
The toilet plunger will break after one use. Take plunger.
As you grab the plunger, a zombie bursts out of a stall with its pants around its ankles. The pantsless zombie lunges for your throat.
Hit zombie with plunger.
The plunger sticks to the zombie's face, rendering it harmless.
Oh.
What a great way to deal with that. Which stall did the zombie come out of?
The one next to the one with the white shoes.
Okay.
Examine white shoes.
You see a pair of feet in nurse's shoes. A voice asks, "Is it safe to come out?"
Say yes.
A nurse emerges from the stall.
Talk to nurse.
Say hi.
Okay.
"I just want to get out of here," she says. "This is a really bad day. You didn't have the meatloaf, did you? I'm vegan, so I didn't have the meatloaf."
Oh. Vegans always got to let you know right away, no matter what the situation.
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse, it's still going to be the first thing they tell you about themselves.
"I said that meat was murder, but I didn't mean it like this."
Oh, jeez. Are we going to hear from pizza now?
Okay, I'm marking this as vegan on the map.
Yeah, nurse vegan.
Nurse vegan. This feels like House of the Dead, where you're trying to rescue all the hostages.
Oh, but that's the points. You know, we get a point score.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet there's
points
for how many people we save.
Okay. Is there anything else in this room? There was two stalls, the plunger, the nurse vegan. Was there anything else?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. Escort nurse vegan south.
All right. You're in the group therapy room. Stairs lead down. The nurse runs down the stairs and says, "I'm out of here." There's an elevator here. You see a bathroom to the north and exits to the east and west.
Okay. All right. Yes. This does feel very video game rescue the hostage. They run immediately.
Yeah. I guess elevator, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go elevator.
You press the button for the elevator. Wait a moment. And it comes up from the first floor and opens. There is an open elevator door here.
Go elevator.
You are in the elevator. There is a control panel here.
Inspect control panel.
You see buttons for floors 1 and 2.
Oh, I was expecting a bit more.
So I'll pause you here to say, in the advanced version of this game, there is also a basement, but I'm not going to do that to you guys. So just floor 1 and 2.
I assume it's like instant death in the basement. So the elevator just goes to the two floors that we've already been to.
Yes.
I feel like we're missing an exit somewhere. Because the stairs in the main room just go down, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so there is a place that we have not gone to, which is the stairs in the auditorium.
Right, 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 yeah.
That's the door or the exit that we've yet to experience. But we currently do not have... Oh, yeah, we do. We can sedate the chief of staff. That's how we deal with the chief of staff, I guess.
Sure. We'll see if we can get close enough to sedate him, but...
Well, the reason I say that is because it appears that we have nothing else unexplored. That's how it appears.
Right. Right, and there's prop conservation here, so... Yeah, let's try that. That sounds like a plan. Take elevator to the first floor.
The doors open in the hospital intake. You're at the hospital intake where patients are admitted. A small fire extinguisher was here. You used it up. It's now laying on the floor. There's an elevator here that you just came out of. Stairs lead up. You know where that goes. Doors lead to the south, west, and east.
Okay, go west. Use key card.
Right. You enter the administrator's office. There is a personal computer here. You recognize the chief of staff cowering in the corner behind a filing cabinet.
Use sedative on chief of staff.
You rush the doctor and inject him with a syringe before he can react. He murmurs something unintelligible, then slumps to the floor.
I can't believe that worked.
Take revolver.
You have the revolver.
Inspect revolver.
There's one bullet left.
Yeah, I knew it.
Ah! I knew it.
Okay. Inspect computer.
You read a memo about a drug designed to treat antisocial behavior. The hospital was selected to host the first trials of the drug.
Inspect cabinet.
You find your sister's file.
Inspect sister's file.
The file is stamped Test Subject Z. It seems Francis had trouble adjusting and was sent to the quiet room.
Oh,
that's a place we haven't experienced yet.
We didn't inspect the zombie in the quiet room, right?
Well, because the door's locked.
Oh, wait, no. Sorry. I was confusing the quiet room with the group therapy room.
No, we need a key.
Right. Inspect chief.
He's carrying a key.
Take key.
You have a key.
Okay. Right. So, Mike, what do you think? Bullets going to be used on our sister or bullets going to be used on ourself?
I guess that's...
Go east.
You're in the hospital intake. Stairs lead up. Doors lead south, west, and east. There's an elevator here.
Take stairs.
You're in the group therapy room. There's an elevator here, too. Stairs lead down. You see a bathroom to the north and exits to the east and west. There is a zombie here watching television with its mouth wide open.
Inspect zombie.
It's really interested in the TV.
Okay, go east.
You're in one of the hospital's examination rooms. At the north side of the room is a padlocked door with a sign on it reading, Quiet Room. Exits are to the east and the west.
Okay. So I guess the question, the strategy question here, Mike, is if you want to use another save slot, because that would still give us one more to deal with whatever is in the situation with the auditorium, right?
Mm.
So this is a question of, do we want to save a bunch of hassle with save slot two in case we mess up now?
Yeah.
And I think my vote is yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Save slot two, please, Snellotron.
Saved. The game. One save slot remaining.
Okay. I still never quite understand the logistics of these save slots on a computer, but okay.
There's only so much room on the floppy disk. I keep telling you.
I know you keep telling me this, but I'm trying to imagine like this write once only disk that's being used in the Snellotron. Like, I don't understand.
That's right.
Okay. Unlock quiet room.
All right. You stand in a padded cell where the more difficult patients are kept. One of the wall panels has a deep rip in the padding. A straitjacketed zombie is here, staring off into space.
Inspect the rip.
Someone or something tore out the panel and clumsily replaced it.
Okay, take down panel.
You pull the panel out of the wall, revealing a secret compartment.
Oh.
Your sister, Frances, is hiding inside.
Well, that was a surprise.
Say hi.
Frances seems weak, dehydrated, and terrified.
Inspect sister.
She is weak, dehydrated, and terrified.
Okay. Inspect zombie.
The zombie is tied up in a straitjacket, staring off into space.
We need the wheelchair.
Right.
But I'm still not convinced that it is the time to save the sister yet, because there's an area we have not dealt with.
Maybe that's bonus points. Maybe there's bonus points in the auditorium. I only mention that because, again, it's like the parsimony of objects here, right? Oh, check inventory. What's in our inventory right now?
You have a revolver, a stuffed bunny, right, a key card, and a note.
Oh, give bunny to sister.
She smiles, holds onto the bunny, emerges from the secret compartment, and collapses into your arms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Okay.
I mean, can she do piggyback here? I mean, is that going to work? Or
nope.
Okay.
So we could... Obviously, we now need the wheelchair. We don't have a choice.
Right.
I've just realized that this is why the elevator exists.
Oh, of course. Very clever. Yes.
Well, let's take her west to the electroshock room.
You can't move Frances. You can't carry her, and she's unable to walk.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a zombie to shoot, so go south.
Wait. No, wait. We have to put her back down, right?
You have to do something with her, yes.
We have to, like, put her back in the secret room.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Pack sister?
You place the sister back in the secret compartment. She doesn't look happy, except then she looks at the bunny, and the bunny makes her feel okay.
Phew. Great. Okay, go south.
After you leave, the straitjacketed zombie attacks your sister. You didn't put the panel back on, by the way. You manage to escape Z-Ward with your life, but you'll never forgive yourself for the loss of your sister. The end. Okay. Boo!
Okay. Okay, all right. Reload save slot two.
I think that's the most judged we've been by Smellotron.
Let your sister die.
I didn't think that the straitjacketed zombie would be able to...
Yeah. There was no indication the straitjacketed zombie was a problem.
Yeah, I know. It's shocking, isn't it?
I mean, we have a zombie with a plunger on its face elsewhere in the building, right?
Like, that one was dealt with. We stood and had a chat with the nurse vegan.
You are in one of the hospital's examination rooms. At the north side of the room is a padlocked door with a sign on it. There is a syringe. Oh, there was a syringe here, but you used it on the doctor. Exits are to the east and the west.
Okay. Unlock pad room.
Wait.
What?
If we go in there and find the sister, we trigger the zombie to kill her, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think we can fix that with the panel, but we might as well just try getting the wheelchair now. So, yeah. Go east.
You are in the electroshock therapy room. A zombie is strapped to a wheelchair. Electrodes run from its skull to a nearby machine.
So what I thought we could try and do here, so we can try and keep the bullet, is see if the electroshock basically incapacitates the zombie so we can just get it out of the wheelchair and just take the wheelchair.
Sure. Yeah, might as well try it if you want. Set dial to high.
The machine hums and the zombie thrashes around. But something goes wrong. The machine starts to smoke and the electrodes catch fire. The zombie's eyes burst from their sockets and the power goes out.
Yeah, but we got the wheelchair now. Take wheelchair from zombie.
Yeah, but are we in darkness now?
I can't see anything.
Oh,
it's dark.
It was such a good idea.
Come on, feel wheelchair.
I can't see anything. It's dark.
Well, I guess this is where we use the bullet on ourselves and start over.
Or you could just, you know, load your save game. That would be awesome.
No, I want to. Is that a planned exit in the Memento Mori game? Use bullet on self.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh,
good. Ha ha.
If you want, I can say after a while a zombie comes and kills you. The end.
Yeah, is that a lose condition? What we just hit where it goes
basically
dark?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's okay. I love it. We're not allowed to use bullet on self. We have to wait for zombie to come and get us. Is that better? I don't think it's better.
It's kind of, an electroshock machine is frustrating because it's only reason for existence is for us to lose, is to give us false hope.
No.
There are three settings on the dial.
Yeah.
Mic.
Yeah. That's like,
oh,
this is
okay.
Just like,
so
the
my
fun...
idea was could have still have been a good one, but in your gusto, setting it straight to high.
Well, we played with the dial before and it was fine. How did we know that the wiring in the building was slowly getting worse over time? It's one of those terrible timers, I'm sure.
Nobody knew is what we've learned.
Load
save slot two.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the examination room.
Okay.
At the north side of the room is a padlocked door. Exits to the east and west.
Go east.
You're in the electroshock therapy room. A zombie is strapped to a wheelchair.
Turn dial to medium.
The machine hums, the lights flicker, and the zombie jerks around. It looks dazed, unaware of its surroundings.
Okay. Sneak wheelchair out from under zombie.
You've got the wheelchair. The zombie twitches on the floor, but it still looks very much dazed.
Great. Leave electroshock room.
All right, you're in the exam room.
Unlock the quiet room.
You are in the padded cell where more difficult patients are kept. One of the wall panels is a deep rip in the padding. A straitjacket zombie is here, staring off into space.
Examine rip.
Someone or something tore out the panel and replaced it.
Open panel. Give bunny.
You pull the panel out of the wall, revealing a secret compartment. Your sister Frances is hiding inside. You give her the bunny and she falls into your arms.
Put in wheelchair.
You put her in the wheelchair.
Exit slowly while keeping an eye on the zombie.
You are in the examination room. The door closes behind you.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness. Go west.
You are in the group therapy room. Stairs lead down. There's an elevator here.
Go elevator.
You take the elevator to the first floor.
That's suspicious. I didn't say go one, okay. But all right.
You are in the elevator. There are two buttons
you've done
here.
You've angered Jason the Snellotron. Don't do that.
it just feels like he's sliding us down a ramp all of a sudden. Like, hey, wait a minute. Okay, we're in the group therapy room. Go. Oh, no, wait. We're downstairs.
We're in the intake now.
Intake.
You emerge from the elevator. You hear the sound of zombies from the auditorium. But they still seem contained for now. Francis shakily stands up from the wheelchair and hugs you tight. Finally free from this nightmare, the two of you step out into the bright sunlight and leave Z-Ward behind forever. The end.
I presume that we've still sort of left the whole world to be destroyed by the zombie apocalypse in this ending.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel a little bit uncertain with this ending. What's the judgment of the Snellotron here?
You have 85 points out of a total of 100 points, reminding you that it's always 5 points for not saving.
Right, of course.
Which nobody ever gets. So there's 10-point condition that by not resolving something in a place that you went, you don't get to do.
Okay.
Right.
So we have not used the gun, right?
Correct. I guess we may as well just go to the auditorium, use the gun in some fashion, and see what happens.
Well, okay, so there's hordes of zombies there. I'm wondering if we can, like, use the gun to distract them.
Yeah, because there is a projector that they're apparently distracted
with. Oh, there's a projector
with
in the room. That's right.
But I don't know if you shoot the projector, is that going to be of any help? Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we can load from save point 2 and just experiment then with what the deal is with the auditorium zombies, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Load save point 2, please.
All right, you are in the exam room.
Okay.
Go west.
Go west.
You're in the group therapy room.
Take
go stairs.
You are down in the hospital intake.
Go cafeteria.
You're standing in the cafeteria. Flies buzz around half-eaten trays of food.
Go zombies.
Don't root for the zombies. What are you doing?
Wait, I was reading my notes. Go auditorium.
Yes, the theater is filled with the shuffling bodies of zombified patients and staff members. The light from a film projector illuminates a large screen. A short set of stairs leads up to the projector room. There are too many zombies to fight. Upon seeing you, they become agitated and start to close in.
Okay, go stairs.
The zombies kill you.
Oh.
The end.
We couldn't make it to the stairs, huh?
You have died.
Right, no, I gather that. Load save point 2.
You're in the exam room.
I keep having this feeling like I want to shoot off the gun in the gardens, but then when I think about that, all that means is now I'm making sure the zombies are released out into the world, right? If we distract them and they come out that way. It doesn't feel like a victory condition.
Why do you want to shoot the gun in the garden?
Well, what's up the stairs? I want to know.
Right, but why the garden?
Well, I don't know. It seems like a good place for zombies to gather.
You're going to have to listen for clues, but I will read the auditorium description one more time. Yep. The theater is filled with the shuffling bodies of zombified patients and staff members. The light from a film projector illuminates a large screen. A short set of stairs leads up to the projection room.
The only thing I could think of is you try and shoot out the projector, but I have no idea how that will help, except maybe it makes it go dark so we could slip by. But that's the only thing that I can, like, if I take the gun and the only thing that's left in that room, which is a projector. But right. I don't see how that will help, but I guess we may as well try that too.
Yeah, there's two objects.
I'll tell you another failure of the Snellotron, another bug in the Snellotron, is I should have let you move around in the dark.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that makes more sense then, because I was thinking, like, so we already know that as soon as it's dark, we can do nothing except get eaten by zombies.
Yes,
but
that's not actually true. I'm sorry about that.
Right. Okay. That was an input error. Okay. Let's do that then.
There's a bad sector on the floppy disk. Sorry.
All right. So load save slot 2.
You're in the exam room.
Go to group therapy. Room.
You're in the group therapy room. Stairs lead down.
Stairs.
You are in the intake.
Cafeteria.
You're in the cafeteria. Lies.
Auditorium.
You're in the auditorium. It's full of zombies. There's light from a film projector illuminating a large screen, so you can see the room pretty well. Of course, they can see you, and they notice you. There's a short set of stairs leading up into the projector room.
Shoot
how interesting
the projector.
Is described this way this time.
Yeah, it's interesting.
The projector is inside a room. You can shoot your gun at the room, and you do, let's say, and it just hits the door, and then the zombies kill you. The end.
Wait a second.
But the projector has a lens. I guess we're not that good a shot.
Yeah, but the projector is inside. The way projector rooms work is
the projector is
inside a room that's up a set of stairs, and you can't, there's no way from where you're standing to shoot. And even if you shot the glass, it wouldn't shoot the projector. It doesn't work, is what I'm saying.
We need to blow out the power in the electroshock room.
Right. Okay. So.
And then move around in the dark to get to the stairs.
All right. Load save slot 2.
Oh, I love save slot 2. It's my favorite slot. You're in the examination room.
I do think that is the best time save slot we have ever done is save slot 2 in the exam room. That was perfect. I think we should get plus 5 points for that save slot. I'm not going to lie.
Plus 7 points. So we end up 102.
Okay, go east.
You're in the electroshock therapy room. A zombie is strapped into a wheelchair.
All right, turn dial to high.
Machine hums, the zombie thrashes around, something goes wrong, the machine starts to smoke, and the electrodes catch fire. The zombie's eyes burst from their sockets, and the power goes out. It's dark.
Okay.
Take wheelchair.
Oh, no, we don't want to take the wheelchair.
Yeah, we could just leave it in the exam room.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, take wheelchair.
You push the exploded husk of the zombie out of the wheelchair, and you have a wheelchair.
Okay. Go west. Drop wheelchair.
Okay.
Go west. Go stairs. Go cafeteria. Go auditorium.
Okay, you follow a winding path to the auditorium. The theater is filled with what sounds like the shuffling bodies of zombified patients and staff members. However, it's too dark. You can't see them. Maybe they can't see you. A short set of stairs you know leads up to the projector room.
I thought zombies mainly operated by smelling things, but, you know, we'll go with it. Go stairs.
Every world has its own zombies. We established that at the beginning.
You open the door and enter the projector room.
Okay.
Pete, the orderly, is here.
Oh.
Two film reels here. Emergency lighting allows you to see.
Oh, okay. Say hi to Pete.
Pete wears the white uniform of a hospital orderly. I've been hiding in here for days. He resets the circuit breakers, and the lights come back on.
That might not have been a good idea.
Yeah, the circuit breakers are in the projector room? Okay.
They are.
Examine film reels.
You note two classic movies, Bambi and Night of the Living Dead.
It felt inevitable.
Which one is more enticing to a zombie? Because I'm assuming we need to cause a distraction.
Yeah, I guess Night of the Living Dead would, in theory, be more distracting, but Bambi would be more colorful. You know, we know these zombies are now vision-oriented zombies. Mm-hmm. Put on Night of the Living Dead. Let's go with it.
The zombies return to their seats to watch the movie. They seem to be enjoying it.
All right. Lead Pete.
No, Pete hasn't said anything. Unlike the other two hostages, Pete hasn't said anything about wanting to leave.
That's
maybe
true.
He enjoys showing the zombies the movie.
That's
don't,
true.
Don't presume what Pete wants.
He's
out
a very
of
orderly.
To get our
orderly.
15 points. Yeah.
I've been hiding in here for days.
He's waiting to show them the movie. Okay. How's it going, Pete?
I hate it here. We got to get out of here.
Okay.
Did you have the meatloaf?
No, we didn't need the meatloaf. Don't worry. All right, lead Pete down the stairs through the auditorium.
You go into the auditorium full of a rapt audience of zombies watching Night of the Living Dead.
Okay, go cafeteria, go intake.
You're in the cafeteria. You're into the intake. Pete says, I gotta get out of here, bye! And he runs out the door.
Okay, great. Go stairs, go exam room.
Yep.
Get wheelchair, unlock door.
Unlock the door.
Enter, examine Rip, open panel, give bunny, take sister, put in wheelchair.
All right, you got the sister in the wheelchair in the quiet room with her bunny.
Great, exit, keeping an eye on the zombie.
Door closes behind you.
Okay, go group therapy, go elevator, yep. Go one, go starting zone.
Thank you. Thank you for pushing the button. You're in the hospital intake.
Go starting zone.
You emerge from the elevator. Francis stands up from the wheelchair and hugs you tight, finally free from this nightmare. The two of you step out into the bright sunlight and leave Z-Ward behind forever. You have 95 points.
Okay.
We did it.
We'll take it.
Well, that's the best we can take.
I guess the zombies are still just there as a ticking time bomb for whoever is coming to the ward next.
Yeah, I mean, perhaps you alert the authorities upon leaving. and you don't tell them that you're the one who killed the doctor in the garden.
That's fair. No, it's fair game. When there's zombies.
Okay, so is the bullet just a spare weapon in the gun? Oh, no, wait, did we shoot? No, we didn't shoot the projector in the end, right? We still have a spare bullet, don't we?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
The game is structured to give you enough single-use weapons that you can solve problems. Also, there are more zombies. So, like, if you go into the hospital before going into the garden, then the guy in the garden is a zombie, and you have to kill him. You don't actually have to kill him. You just have to take his card. But you use that weapon. It wants to stock you with enough weapons that you can get through it. Even though they're single-use, you should always have a weapon.
We had an extra weapon. There's always an extra. Right?
Yeah, I think you were always up one weapon in case you... So the game's kind of being kind to you there.
Well, I guess it's in case, like, you kill the zombie in the electroshock room. You still need to turn out the light, right?
Yeah, right. That was what my confusion about the winning condition is. It doesn't actually say, like... It's got a you leave, but it's after a different kind of scenario, so I kind of had to make it up. I'm going to email Jared Sorensen about that and ask him what I was supposed to do there. But it does seem that you can rescue the sister without rescuing the guy in the projection room, and you just don't get as many points then, because the point of the game is to rescue your sister, not to rescue all these other people. But you did in the end, in that last playthrough, rescue the last other person who's in the main game.
Right, or we could have killed the zombie in the electroshock room and still turned the machine to high to turn out the lights.
Yeah.
Or we could have used that bullet to kill the office administrator who gave the drugs to everyone.
We could have.
You could have.
That's what that one bullet's for. You can go back.
Well, that guy's still going to get out, right? Like, he's just asleep.
Actually, it's his gun. So you would have had to take his gun and then shoot him with his gun, which you could have done. That would have been maybe your parser may not have let you commit that kind of cold-blooded murder, but I did let you kill the other guy. So, but he was dying. He was not going to make it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. The guy in the gardens really wasn't dead yet?
Oh, you know, no, that was a man. It was not a zombie. He was going to be a zombie. if you leave and then come back, he's a zombie. But at that moment, he's not a zombie.
Oh, okay. So it really was a murder.
And you never learned his name. If you examined the key card, you would have seen that he was Dr. Brent Honeycutt. But you know what? You didn't. You didn't care. You didn't want to even know the name of the guy who you bludgeoned to death.
Like, what are you trying to do? Are you saying, like, oh, on his card, it says he's got two kids?
The good news is you didn't allow him to become a zombie. So that's good.
Is that good? Then he can't watch the movie with all the other zombies. They see, right?
So a couple things. So first off, there are two different classes of zombies, although in this version of the game, you only have one, which is the auditorium zombies. They are aggressive zombies, so they will follow you and kill you as they did that one time. Once they see you, they will follow you and kill you. You get one move, basically, after they see you, but then they continue. And all the others will not attack you unless you do something. I guess the elevator zombie also will immediately attack you if you don't do anything. And then the one that made me laugh, and I'm sorry you didn't pick it, if you play Bambi for the zombies... They become enraged when Bambi's mother dies, break down the door, and kill everyone.
That's good.
They don't like that. It makes them sad. They don't want to feel that.
What's the deal with the basement? Like, what's that harder version? What's going on there?
If you play the harder version, there's a basement with more things. So, like, you come out in the basement, which is an entrance to the steam tunnels, and there's sort of a maze of steam tunnels. There are zombies.
Oh, God.
Where you have various things that you have to pick up other weapons, other single-use weapons. There is a secret lab down there.
Oh, my God.
But only Lulu the iguana, who was drawn on the floor upstairs, is she's dead, but she's there in the secret lab. But basically, there's more weapons, more zombies, and more things that you have, kind of like little puzzles you have to solve. It's just, and the boiler room is down there, and if you do it badly, the boiler room explodes and the whole hospital blows up. So,
jeez, okay,
yeah, there's extra. It's just extra stuff that happens if you get down in the basement.
I think you made the right call there.
Well, we could have done it, but we would have been here for a very, very long time.
Exactly. That was my thought. Exactly.
That was basically like another floor, right? Like that effectively,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah, okay. Another floor with more stuff. Well, you did it. You saved your sister from the zombie apocalypse. Maybe not. I mean, it may spill out, but at least the runtime of Night of the Living Dead gives you time to call the police and maybe wrap this thing up. And the only thing I regret you not doing was looking at the lunch trays in the cafeteria, because my instruction when you look at the lunch trays is to say, it's meatloaf day.
That's good. That's good. That makes more sense.
Did you have the meatloaf? Don't have the meatloaf.
Can you?
No, you can't.
No, that's not a thing. Like, we couldn't just eat it.
It's just the clue that's what the cause is the administrator has put the vitamin Z or whatever in the food. He's experimenting
Bad
on
person.
Humans. That's no good.
I've also shared with you both my map.
Oh, yeah, you did a good job.
All right, let me send you my stuff.
The bunny. Bunny's nice.
I was removing items from the inventory, right, as we use them. Gray kept track of the inventory not at all. The inventory has note in it, and that's it. Like, oh yeah, I gotta keep an inventory. First thing, no more things.
I'm very sure if you look at the other maps from the previous years, I never even bothered with the inventory. And this year I thought, I'm going to be really diligent and keep track of the inventory. And then I completely forgot about it as soon as we started. I feel like we did much better on the maps this year. I feel like we both have like way more organized maps than previous years.
I think it was because last year's was such a disaster, the map drawing. Like I really came
yeah,
into it
we're
this
both
time.
Very serious.
I had like a plan. Yeah.
This is a more traditional text adventure map. Like Danger Down Beatdown, you're like navigating a city, and so the geography is really kind of weird because you're riding your motorcycle from place to place. And here you're in a building, so it's a little bit easier to navigate it. On that front, I think this was I wouldn't say this is actually, other than it being kind of a scarier subject, I don't think, without the basement at least, I don't think it's appreciably harder. It's just more, you just have different puzzles to solve than some of the other ones that are all in the advanced.
I would say this was easier than Danger Town Beatdown, but it was about as hard as Space Station.
And your instincts have really gotten much better for text adventures, because both of you, when you listen back to it, both of you intuited, I mean, you were very paranoid, including a lot of times for no reason, but you also would intuit how an item could be used correctly a lot. I was very impressed with that.
Finally, we got it.
When you were in your Western adventure, you guys had no clue what you were doing. No. And now you're veterans, you're seasoned veterans.
Yeah, we got killed by old Snakey in our boot, right? there was no paranoia at all.
That's right. Snakey taught you an important life lesson for text adventures.
Thank you so much, Relay FM listeners and members, of course, for being listeners and members. We really appreciate your support as always, especially right now. You know, obviously, there's many more of you now because we've changed the way that we do membership here. And I really hope that if this is your first year of being a member, that you've really enjoyed this special. And please, if you haven't, go back and listen to all of our previous text adventures. Like, we've made references to them. They're all as fun as this one. So I really hope that you enjoy them. We really love putting these things together for you. So we hope that you enjoy it. Jason Snell, thank you for being the Snellotron as always.
Beep boop, Mike. Beep boop.
And if you do like games like this, you should check out the Incomparable Game Show, where you do these text adventures and many more games, right?
We do, yeah. Theincomparable.com/game show.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.